Welcome to the Organist Encores. It's John Leeming here with my monthly selection from the magic world of theatre organ music. I thought I'd let practical statistics decide on the choice of music for this edition, and by that I mean that I stood in front of my shelves full of LPs with my eyes closed and pulled out 9 records at random. I hope you're going to enjoy the music that Mathematics has selected as I play one track from each of these albums, and where better to start than with Stanley Tudor at the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer with its formidable English horn. Here he is with Goofy Dame. Of chimes at the end there to catch out the BBC announcer, perhaps, on one of the many De Roy albums that sometimes bore a remarkable resemblance to items that we might have heard in the broadcasts of the 1950s. Well, my random selection process has certainly come up with one or two unusual records, including this one on a Marr and Colton theatre organ. Not one of the best-known brands, perhaps, but this one was a five-manual monster of 24 ranks, originally installed in Lowe's Theatre in Rochester, New York. It was soon on the move, spending periods in a number of different venues, and at the time of this recording, made over half a century ago now, it was in Bill Blunt's studio in Portland, Oregon. Here's Dick Shrum to play it, with I Hadn't Anyone Till You.
Thank you.
Some spine-tingling Maren Colton sounds there from Dick Shrum. Next off the shelf comes Clark Wilson, one of the finest theatre organ tonal finishers on this planet. Well, as well as his technical skills and his musical judgment, he's a fine player, especially known for his masterful silent picture work. Here he is, though, in normal playing mode on the fine Robert Morton instrument in the home of Paul van der Molen in Wheaton, Illinois, in 1983, affectionately known as the Wheaton Fox, with a combination of You and Who. Young Clark Wilson on the Robert Morton organ, originally in another Lowe's Theatre in the Bronx district of New York. Now, the two Manuel Wurlitzer are now in the Royalty Cinema at Bowness on Windermere, spent its formative years in the Rex Cinema in Stratford, London. It was noted for the rich, all-enveloping sound that it generated in that quite large theatre. And when it was learned in the early 1970s, I think, that the organ was going to be removed, David Shepherd popped in there one Saturday with a recording crew and laid down several LPs worth of items, including this one, reminding us of the nostalgically quaint tremulation on that instrument. Thank you. happy days. David Shepherd with Laura at the Rex Stratford in the 1970s. Next on the bill is a complete contrast. Brian Sharp loved to mix together various organs and keyboards and created some very clever arrangements by doing so. Somewhere in this mix is something approximating to the Christie that was originally in the Regent Pool, making a special contribution to this arrangement of the Comedian's Gallop. Brian Sharp mixing things with the Christie, now re-established as a regular theatre organ at the Curzon Cinema in Clevedon, near Weston-super-Mare. Now to another New York organ, this time a Wurlitzer, one that stayed in New York when it was moved from a theatre in Buffalo. Rescued by the Weber family, it was reinstalled in the Strand Theatre in Plattsburgh, New York. And here's the remarkable Billy Knoll with Irving Berlin's Always.
Thank you.
Bill in All at the bright-sounding Plattsburgh Wurlitzer in that recording from the 1960s. Now, back in Britain, Robinson Cleaver was one of the musicians who helped to popularise rhythmic theatre organ playing, and one of his most prolific roles was with Billy Thorburn's instrumental group, The Organ, The Dance Band and Me. As well as lots of up-tempo playing, the group's wartime recordings included the sort of wistful, slightly sad, but comforting numbers, yearning for happier times ahead. Here they are in 1941 with I'd Never, Never Fall in Love Again. A vocal contribution there at the end from Kay Harding, with Billy Thorburn on piano and Robinson Cleaver at the EMI studio Compton. Now, Hector Oliveira made several visits to this country in the 1970s and 80s and made quite an impact with his novel and exciting use of the organ keyboards. But it's back to New York for this track of his, Cry Me a River. Hector Oliveira in dreamy mood at the Rochester Theatre Society's 4-manual 23-wank Wurlitzer in the Auditorium Theatre. Well, to finish, here's another of the pioneers of hot rhythmic playing, Sidney Torch. This 1970s double album reissue of many of the tracks he recorded for EMI was the final LP to come from my blind choice of records from the shelves. Here's Torch at the State Kilburn Wurlitzer with Jeepers Creepers. No drawn-out ending from Sidney Torch at Kilburn there. Straight to the point, and that's it. That's it from me, too, for this month. Bye for now.